All right, Debo, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up bottom of page Lamed Gimel. So if you remember again, the Piagets that made, I think, there is a beautiful distinction yesterday between the concept of Daigo, the concept, what was his Lashon of Daigo and Atzvos, right? So remember again, sadness, he said, was the emotional reaction to a reality which is unchangeable. Person had a large treasure, lost the treasure, there's atzvos, there's sadness. I can't change the past, I can't go back and reverse anything, it's done. Daigo, he says, which, you know, I was thinking about it, we translate daigo as worry. I have to think about a better English word for it. Because he says, daigo is the emotional reaction to something which I know I have the ability to change, but there's a lot of work ahead. So remember again, the mashal he gave is, I find out that there's buried treasure 200 feet down in my front yard. So incredible, wonderful, but digging down 200 feet is going to be an incredibly overwhelming avoda. So I know that there is a beautiful result in the future, but at the end of the day, I also know that there's an incredible amount of work ahead. So the Rebbe said, daigo is good, Atzvus is not. So at that, if you remember again, let's just begin the beginning of that last paragraph on the page. Tachshov min godol ha'achrayus, asher lecha tidag, umitoch da'agas chazur, taschil birchas ha'torah, umeomek lipcha tispala al Hashem, harev Hashem alokin es dibrei sarascha bafinu, ki be'emes, areva umesuki hi sarascha, hoshi'ini shagam ani argish es noam misikasa. So it says, if you remember again, what the Rebbe said was something so beautiful. So therefore, when you begin your day, so when you say the bracha of Harevna means Hashem, please make your Torah pleasant. Make your Torah pleasant. So when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I have in my head is what? Is this daigo? Right? Is this daigo? So is this concern is the better? Is concern that I want to maximize my day? I want to maximize my potential. I want to maximize my life. So the Rebbe says, okay, the first thing you do in that framework of that daigo is Birchas HaTorah. Ribono Shel Olam, make your Torah pleasant for me. Because we all say, we all know, anything that is pleasant has a greater probability of getting done. Right? Generally, again, most of us, kick the can down the road on something, and the stuff usually we kick the can down the road is the stuff we don't really want to do. Harevna means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, make it pleasant, make it beautiful, and make it something that I could taste the sweetness. V'niyah nachnu kolani yodei shmecha, v'lom dei sarasecha l'shma, rachim alai ribono shom, she'eske la'alos el asher ro'i na'ar Yisrael, page Lamedalit, la'alos, l'mo dei sarasecha l'shma, v'ladas es shimcha Hashem, she'hi ha'madriga hachi gidola, v'ha'osher hachi tov, bein ha'olam hazeh, bein ha'olam haba. So we'll say, this is really quite amazingly beautiful. So the Rebbe says, the only way to really actualize your potential in this world is through Torah. But it's not, but we'll say, we know, a person could go through a lifetime learning Torah and not self-actualize. Why is that? Because Torah really only has the profound cathartic effect on a person if somehow it's able to become pleasant and sweet. Only if a person feels that they're engaged in something meaningful, something beautiful, something sweet, something holy, does Torah have the ability to go ahead and really have that impact on me and allow me to dig down and find my potential. So we'll say, look at the continuum. This is amazing how much work you have to do within like the first couple of minutes of waking up in the morning, right? So what happens, I wake up. So we'll say, in the Piaget's this model, what's the first thing that's on my mind when I wake up in the morning? Right, after I actually get up, right? The first thing that's on my mind is, do I really have to get up now? After I get up, right, that's the first thing that's on my mind. So the Rebbe says, there's a daigo. There's a concern. What's the concern? Am I going to maximize my potential today? Am I going to become the best me today? Am I going to self-actualize today? Am I going to dig down within myself today? Or am I just going to coast? So no, I make a resolute decision. I want to go ahead and dig down and find my potential. I want to find my greatness. How do I do that? So what's the next thing we do? Of course, Modani. But then is Birchas HaTorah. And what do we say in Birchas HaTorah? Harevna. Ribono Shel Olam, make your Torah sweet. Make your Torah sweet. Because Yiddishkeit comes with an incredible amount of responsibility, and sometimes the responsibilities are overwhelming. Sometimes the overwhelming takes away some of the simcha and some of the beauty of it. Harefna. Ribono Shel Olam, help me feel that it's sweet. Help me feel that it's beautiful. And if I'm able to feel that, then I will be able to utilize your Torah in its greatest sense to unlock my greatness and to become the greatest me I can. Umeata betach ba'Hashem sheshamas tfilascha v'yimaleis hemyas libcha v'yosif b'cha ratzon la'Torah teshukas hanefesh el noar noam ha'Torah elyon v'kidushas avicha shavashan, says the Rebbe, and you have to have faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hear your tefillah of Vaharevna, that he's going to go ahead and fulfill the desire of your heart. And he's going to fill you with an additional want and desire to learn, a spiritual yearning for celestial purity, and a yearning to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, I will say, this is an amazing idea, that you have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything, even to go, you know, let's say, for example, if you go ahead and the person has a disagreement with their spouse, and it turns out that, you know, they did something wrong, right? One of those rare occasions where, you know, I'm wrong. Usually it's all right. So I realize I'm wrong. So my spouse says to me, okay, so what are you going to do to fix it? And I say, you know what? I'm going to daven. So we'll say, how is that going to go over? Right? Not generally, not very well. Why? Because if something's wrong in you, fix it. Yet, amazingly enough, when we're talking about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the way often to fix things is, yes, through behaviors, but also through prayer. I'm davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you control my heart, you control my emotions, fill my heart with love for you, fill my heart ultimately again with pleasantness for your Torah. And says the Piyajetzna, you have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer this tefillah. Why not? Why wouldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer the tefillah of a Jew who is asking to feel closer to his father? That's what I'm asking. V'harev no Hashem. Make it pleasant for me. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it whether it's pleasant or not. I'm going to do it whether I like it or not. Because at the end of the day, I'm committed. And I'm going to honor that commitment. But how much greater I could be if it was pleasant. How much greater I could be if it was exciting. How much greater it could be if I yearned to come close to you. So says the Piyajetzna, when you daven at tefillah, have bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer you. Tismach v'tischazek b'avodascha avodas HaKodesh. U'b'chol yom. I will say, now here we go. Here's an amazing transitional point. So remember again, in the Piyajetzna's daily model, what is every single day starting with? Daiga. Every day is starting with Daiga. Doesn't sound, you say this like to a mental health professional, they're going to say it's not very good. But for a Yid, it's good. Not because it's not a Daiga, a worry. That's what I'm saying. It's a concern. A concern. Am I going to maximize my day today? So now the Rosh here comes a pivotal transitional moment. He says, U'b'chol yom, games ha-daiga, ha-niskares la'el, tarchik mi-libcha. So says the Rebbe, Daiga is very powerful first thing in the morning to get you started. But you can't be in a state of daiga the entire day. That you can't do. Why? Ki adaiga hatmidis machaleshes asamoach v'gami atzma nechaleshes ein daiga v'lo cheshbon im masmidin batamir. So now this is amazing. You see this transitional moment? Daiga is powerful first thing in the morning. Daiga is powerful to get you started. And daiga might be powerful at different intervals. I will say, but you can't spend your day in a state of daiga. Too much daiga, too much concern, could sometimes ultimately be distracting. So I begin my day by worrying and being a bit concerned, am I going to maximize my potential today? Am I going to self-actualize today? At a certain point in time, get the process started. Once the process started, stop with the daiga. Because too much daiga, says the Rebbe, has a detrimental effect. Aval gam b'chol yom, tiskar es tachlischa umatarascha. So this transition is amazing. So stop with the daiga at some point during the day, and instead what you should transition to is what he calls a zechira. Remind yourself of your tachlis and your purpose. Just remind yourself of the purpose of your existence. Or we'll say, you know, you could adapt this. The purpose of your day. What's your goal that you set for yourself today? What's the metric of self-actualization that you've set for yourself today? What's your purpose today. So remember again, I begin the day with daiga about this, but then that daiga transforms into zechira. Rak tiskar velo tidag. And also at a certain point in time, you have to remind yourself, but don't be concerned. Because also remember again, the concern is, here's what I have to do, but then what's the second part of the daiga component? I understand this is what I have to do. What's the second part? Right? How am I going to do it? How am I going to do it? And sometimes that question of how am I going to do it is good when it spurs me to action. If I ask it too often, it could create a life anxiety. So once you ask it and answer it, set aside the daiga and focus more on zechira. Reminding myself over and over, here is my tachlis for today. Here's what I want to accomplish. He goes on. He gives the mashal. Rak ki isha holich baderech umaskir atzmo kipam bipam es hamakom asher alav laleches shama v'lema'an lo yite ana va'ana v'es hadavar v'es hamatara asher alav lahashlin l'man yachush lo yismameh. So he gives the example. It's hard for us to relate to these things in the age of technology, but he says like someone who's going to a destination, right? So what happens in the beginning of the journey? He may go ahead and try to really. There's daiga. How am I going to get there? How long is it going to take me to get there? Once he starts out, so he's got the whole roadmap. What's the only thing he has to remember? The address. Right? The address. So the only mush I get, because again, today with technology, the only mush I can think about this, is I've had this experience by Shalom Zachers. Right? So by Shalom Zachers, you feel like mamish, like I'm alone in this world because I don't have a GPS, I don't have like Waze, nothing. And if you forget to write down the address before Shabbos, so mamish, the only thing you have to rely on is your moach. So there's the daiga, but then once you start, again, the only thing you need to remember is the address. Once I've got the address up here, the rest goes forward. It's an incredible metaphor. So we'll say, so again, you see this transition. Leave aside atzvos. Atzvos is never helpful. Atzvos never gets anyone anywhere. Atzvos only creates life paralysis. Day starts with daiga. Daiga is composed of two parts. Number one, how am I going to self-actualize? What do I want to do today? How am I going to discover my potential? And what's the process to get there? And then again, I have to be concerned because there's a lot of work ahead of me to do it. Daiga then ultimately again is set aside and becomes zechira. Then it was at a certain point in time, I'm not going to worry about how I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do it. And halacha lemaisa, again, at that point in time, all I have to remember is the address. What am I working towards? Where am I going? What do I have to accomplish? But now it's not daiga. Now it's just reminding myself. One more paragraph, then we'll stop. Lama Torah is actually, we have to stop over here. I know. No one. We don't want to stop. Okay, we'll stop over here. So again, you see the incredible words of the Piagets. Incredible.